Hey everyone, it's time for another live look at the astrology. My name is Katie Sweetman, and this is your look at the astrology of January 23rd through 29th, 2023. Almost at 2022. Happy Aquarius season, happy Lunar New Year, if that's something that you celebrate. Even though that's not something we necessarily celebrate in the West, per se, the lunar calendar is deeply ingrained in many, let's say, religious traditions, whether it's Judaism or the Catholic calendar or even Islam. And to have this connection to the lunar calendar, I think, is very important. And one of the things that in astrology, I think the lunar cycle teaches us is how time unfolds. And that's something that we're going to come back to as we get a little bit deeper into our show today, because that's the thing about this week in particular, is that it really connects us to key moments in time, because astrology is how we tell time. Whether it's metaphoric time, whether it's the structure of time, it's not just the hours and days of the clock, it's actually how we live our lives in accordance to these different chapters. So here we are in Aquarius season. We just had this Aquarius new moon on Saturday, the 21st. And so we're now in this new chapter of time. It's a 4-week period of time that we are living through the lens of Aquarius. But then we go into larger chapters of time. Every 6 months, we have an eclipse. And so we last had eclipses October 25th and November 8th. And here we are this week, we're actually at what's called the midpoint of the eclipses. So it's sort of this big check-in with that eclipse energy, and it can even, you know, presage the eclipses to come 3 months from now. Yeah, we're 3 months out from eclipses, we're 3 months past from eclipses. So yeah, the lunar calendar and eclipses, by the way, are new moons, which are solar eclipses, or full moons, which are lunar eclipses, and how those punctuate time in our life. So got some interesting astrology going on this week. We got lots to talk about. How are you all doing? If you're watching live, do say hello. It's always fun to see where in the world we are. I love that we are an international audience, and sometimes you'll say to me, like, Katie, I feel like I know you. I watch every week, whether it's in Australia, whether it's here in the United States with me, or I know some people are in the UK, Italy, for example. But for those that don't know me, again, my name is Katie Sweetman, and I'm an astrologer and psychic medium just outside of New York City. So I'm right in New Jersey. And every week we gather live to look at the astrology. And something that you hear me say over and over again, I'll say it again. The astrology is 50%. You are the other 50%, meaning how do you show up for time? How do you show up for astrology? How do you live time? How does it time live through you? And how does it reveal and unfold something through you? But here's the thing, like, you know, that 50% is actually has these little sub layers, and that's where we get into psychology, consciousness, subconscious, unconscious energy. And that's why you can look at a chart, take away the geographical details of a birth chart, and you have no idea, you know, if this person was raised in Iraq or in Los Angeles or in Belgium. And those have different cultural energies that don't show itself in the chart. So that part is on us. Anyway, I'm kind of getting off on a tangent. So let's check in with Aquarius season this week. As we spoke last week, we were right on the cusp of starting Aquarius season. So here we are, fully in Aquarius season at this point, and we are coming to the end of the astrological year. The astrological year will begin in March with the spring equinox for those who are here in the Northern Hemisphere, just like me. So Aquarius, here we are. We're near the end of the zodiac. It's not a personal sign. It's a sign that's meant to show us the world, whether it's social themes, social issues, social causes, but to get us to think about the bigger picture, how we belong, and even how we don't belong. You have to understand that in astrology, whether it's a sign, whether it's a planet, whether it's an aspect, there's a duality to it. There is the side of the sign, the side of Aquarius that constructs and builds and brings us together as humans. And there's the side of Aquarius that takes us apart as humans. And we've been seeing that, especially the past few years with Saturn in Aquarius. And that, you know, Saturn's also getting to the end of Aquarius as well. So this is a solar month, or let's say an astrological month. This takes us into the sun's arrival in Pisces. This will be in February, where we are actually revisiting Saturn's time in Aquarius. And here's the thing about astrology. Yes, it's about time, but it's also about different planets and different cycles of time. And for me, and probably for many other astrologers, Saturn is actually one of the most important planets in astrology. It's like the big hand on the clock. And since March of 2020, yes, March of 2020, and then again in December of 2020 because of a retrograde, Saturn has been in the sign of Aquarius. So we've had this big point towards Aquarius since 2020. And over the past few years, we've needed to work through that archetype. Connection, community, belonging. Do I belong? Do I not belong? Am I connected? Am I disconnected? Do I have social connection or do I have social distance? And, you know, every time we live this differently. We had Saturn Aquarius last in 1991, 2, and 3, and the first few months of 1990, January of 1994. So it's been 30 years since Saturn was last in Aquarius. So, but this is our time to live Saturn Aquarius. And as we go through Aquarius season this year, we are in a way saying goodbye to Saturn Aquarius. What have we learned? What have we built? Have we built stronger connection, stronger community, stronger friendships? Or have we seen the opposite? What have we learned about our place in the world and how we are connected? And sometimes we are not connected. Sometimes we are not on the same page as human beings. And how do we, you know, come together? And maybe that's the high side of Aquarius. And I think this is your periodic reminder that there is the pulp cultural, idea of Aquarius, which is very peace and love, Age of Aquarius, the song from the 1960s. And then there's Aquarius in astrology. And yes, that can be a facet and a hopeful facet of Aquarius, but there's both sides in any sign, but especially in Aquarius. So, you know, wherever and when we go through each of the 12 zodiac signs, we'll refresh ourselves. Where has Saturn been since 2020? And as we get into the end of February, what we need to start to see, you know, and let's say take awareness and to really reflect on what we have learned with Saturn in that part of our life and Saturn in Aquarius. And I think one of the things that we are also saying goodbye to this Aquarius season is what's called Saturn square Uranus. This has been a seismic influence since 2021. We've seen some key areas of our life push and pull in different directions. And for some of us, the things that we thought would never change, maybe they've changed in the past couple of years. Maybe we are in a different state. Maybe we are a different part of the world. Maybe we left a career and went into another career. Maybe it was the end of a relationship or the start of a relationship. So it's been kind of some bumpy times, especially for certain zodiac signs. But yeah, this is, you know, now that we've had the Aquarius new moon, almost at full moon, the Aquarius new moon on January 21st, this is the season for us to also really come to a vision for our lives. Like I said, you know, Aquarius is near the end of the zodiac Pisces. So it's the last zodiac sign. And we're coming off of Capricorn. Capricorn is about the building and constructing, the physicality of our lives, our ambitions, our goals, getting older, growing up. But now we're in Aquarius. And Aquarius is about, well, what's my vision now that I've reached the top of Capricorn summit? What are my hopes and dreams for the future? So I want you all to think about vision, and maybe this is a, you know, especially with a lot of Uranian energy, we had Uranus turn direct yesterday at 14 Taurus on January 22nd. Like, what are your visions that are coming out of this time? I had this crazy, well, it's not so crazy. I had this crazy idea. Let's walk through it for a moment. Where, what is the intersection between astrology and food? Like, how do you, I'm still formulating this idea, and I'm sure there is room for this. Many of you probably don't even know that actually I'm a good cook. I'm a baker. And how do we bring astrology and food together? I'm still thinking about it. That would be pretty amazing. Like, you have like a chef, and then you have me, and then we're kind of creating an experience. See, I'm thinking it out with you all. That is a vision. Maybe you have your own vision for the coming year or years plus, because Aquarius is a big picture sign, and with the energy of Uranus now direct, don't be afraid to think out of the box, to get out of your lane, to get out of your own way, because that's what the energy of Uranus is trying to do. It's trying to get us to grow and evolve and transform out of our own limitations. So plant those seeds. And like I said, you know, we are in the energies of the new moon, so we're in the energies of renewal this week, but we will start to pull away from that new moon. So what else we got going on? Also, eclipse energy, which I've already referenced a little bit, but here we are, we're coming to the midpoint of the eclipses. So just your reminder, we had that solar eclipse on October 25th in Scorpio. This means that from October of 2022 until April of 2023, there is this larger framework of time, this larger lens of life that is lived through the archetype of Scorpio, death and rebirth, power, intimacy, and vulnerability, needing to get into sometimes some uncomfortable emotional spots, not to be uncomfortable for being uncomfortable's sake, but just to, you know, Scorpio is that planet, not planet, Scorpio is that sign that reveals something to us, maybe something that we haven't wanted to look at. And with the South Node also in Scorpio right now, we have the opportunity to really release something, and to really release something that maybe we've been holding on to, because Scorpio, don't forget, Scorpio, even though it's a sign of release, it will release something when it's good, well, and ready, because it's a fixed sign. It holds on to things. But Scorpio is the decay to Taurus, the sign that's opposite Scorpio. For Taurus is rebirth, fertility, springtime renewal, new beginnings, really nice stuff. But that we have to sort of go through the Scorpio energy until April, and then we'll have these little mini chapters throughout this time. So this week, as the sun comes to the midpoint of the eclipses, that seed that was planted in October and November, maybe it comes to fruition. Maybe we see or feel a bump of eclipse energy. What does eclipse energy do? People come in and out of our lives. It's the energy of fate. I know fate's a big word, but sometimes things feel bigger than us. And certainly we've had those moments in life, I know I have, where if something happens and something, it feels bigger than us. It feels like a milestone. And eclipse energy, and it's not always bad. You know, see eclipse energy with the birth of children, with marriages, with, you know, big transitions, and sometimes even major successes. It's like, God forbid, when your life ends and it flashes before your eyes, you remember the big moments. So you have eclipses punctuating and announcing those moments in our lives. And then you have Saturn, that's the other energy, that brings it into reality. So really see what's coming in and out of your life this week, maybe even into next week. And it could be a little bit unexpected, and I'm just being real for a moment, because Uranus just turned direct on Sunday, the 22nd. And Uranus is a lot of things. It's a bit of a wild card. It can be a breakthrough. It can bring something in that we didn't even consider. Positive, negative, doesn't matter. But Uranus's job is to get us out of our own way by any means possible. So maybe whatever is coming in and out of our life this week needs to, I don't know. We'll see. But this is a turning point, and it's a turning point especially if you are a fixed sign. So my fixed signs, just your reminder, are my Tauruses, my Scorpios, my Leos, and my Aquariuses. Happy birthday, Aquarius. So it's a big week. It's a lot of question marks. It's the thing about your Uranus energy, eclipse energy. Lastly, before we go through each of the 12 signs, we've got Venus going into Pisces. So you may recall last week we had Venus in, Aquarius. And Venus was coming up to Saturn. It made its conjunction on the 22nd. Venus was on the nodes, just like the Sun is this week. And so maybe we had turning points in relationships this past week. And then we got to the 22nd, yesterday, Sunday, and Venus made that conjunction to Saturn. And Saturn is very clear, like, does this work or does this not work? Yes, somebody said, I love this idea. Yes, Kate. I am thinking, like, how do, and if Melanie, if you're watching, Melanie's a client of mine, she's been trying to get me to do that retreat in Spain or Portugal or whatever. I'm like, yeah, food and astrology, and like, how do we like nerd out on like smells and tastes and being very Taurus for a moment? And how does that connect us to the energies of the planets? And I'm sure there's like a body of work out there, but I kind of, me being like the sort of this, you know, reverse engineer kind of person, I want to like figure it out myself, like kind of get into the fun and the play of trying, tasting, and smelling. Anyway, talking about food, which we're talking about astrology. But anyway, so Venus going into Pisces. Pisces actually is a sign that we're going to get very well acquainted with this year, because Saturn, you've heard me talk about this, it's going to go into Pisces on March 7th. And last time we had Saturn change signs was 2020. Yes, 2020. We did, last time before that was December of 2017. So it doesn't happen very often. And Saturn marks these distinct 2.5, 3 year chapters where we are sort of like in this major arc of time. There's that word again, time. And so Pisces is a very different sign than Aquarius. It's the last sign of the zodiac, and Pisces is about the bridge between our physical world and our non-physical world. So whether we are going to sleep and we are in that middle space between waking and dreaming, that's very Piscean, or we are meditating and we get a vision, or we are sort of seeking a spiritual connection, because Pisces is spiritual, it's mystic, it's not the mysticism, or it's not the spirituality of religion, meaning I read it in a book, it's something that's direct and something that's lived. And Pisces is a very intuitive sign. It can see the bigger picture, sometimes the bigger spiritual picture. So it's going to be a very different energy than sort of this very analytical, intellectual, systems-based Aquarius. Nothing wrong with Aquarius. But going to Pisces, it's not about physical energy. It's not about our physical reality. Even though Saturn is a physical planet, it's about our emotions, our feelings, our connections on a deeper level. So here's Venus this week. It goes into, I gotta look up my notes, it goes into Pisces on the 26th of January, and it's gonna maybe give us a little bit of a thread, a little bit of a taste, a little, appetizer, mousse bouche, of, Saturn's arrival in Pisces in March. So Venus actually is in its exaltation in Pisces. There's this whole like traditional system, and it's there for a reason. Even though it's traditional, it's actually part of the foundation of astrology. But if you want to learn about astrology, learn about the rulers, the exaltations, the detriments, the dignities. It's called essential dignity, by the way. And that's going to tell you a lot about how astrology works and runs. I'm getting off on a tangent. But anyway, Venus is in its exaltation in Pisces, which means Venus, the planet of love and money, does its best work in the last sign of the zodiac, which is about spirituality. And it reminds us at the end of the day, we can't take it with us, meaning whatever physical life you have, it stays here. Something goes beyond. But Venus in Pisces is the planet of love, is this invitation to connect that energy and to transcend it beyond the human, which is a high bar. I'm not gonna lie, but it's a beautiful, I think, challenge for us to navigate while Venus is in Pisces. How do we transcend our grudges, our petty differences, love that pulls away, or love that is obsessive, or love that doesn't see beyond the physical? So I'm going to say something really personal for a moment, but when I watched my mother die, essentially, and watched my father take care of her in her last moments, I saw a version of love that I've never seen before. It's a type of love that you read in books and you see in movies. It is completely selfless. It is completely compassionate, and it is a rarity to even be in its presence. So Venus, may we all, you know, connect to that energy, hopefully in not that type of way, but it exists and it requires us to be completely open-hearted and expect nothing in return. This is not Venus, a transactional Venus, not at all. I'm saying this as a Venus in Scorpio, Venus in its detriment. And we can get very transactional sometimes with Venus. It's like, oh, I did this for you, so you're gonna do this for me. But Venus in Pisces, something beyond that. It's beyond the human. So opening up to a bigger love with Venus in Pisces, it does bring us into February and Valentine's season. So yes, it's possible, but it does require us to really sit with our humanity and sometimes the limitations of our humanity, and to connect to our universality and our spirituality. It's a, like I said, it's a big request with Venus and Pisces. And then there is the shadow side of Venus and Pisces. I'm not going to lie. It's where we really get caught in the beauty and the illusion of Venus and Pisces. It's, oh, it looks lovely, but is it real? And so that's sort of the question mark for us all while Venus is in Pisces. Like I said, that's a little bit of an appetizer for Saturn's arrival. Jeez, can't speak today. Saturn's arrival in Pisces on March 7th, which we are going to have lots to talk about. I'm actually, I don't have all the links up yet, but I'm going to do a webinar on Saturn in Pisces in February. So stay tuned. Let's go through the astrology of this week, January 23rd through 29th, 2023. So, starting with Aries, just in time, Aaron. Starting with Aries. So, Aries, we are now in Aquarius season, so you are beginning to wrap up your personal calendar. Aquarius is what's called your 11th sign. So that part of your personal calendar points you towards friendship, community, social connections, sort of the larger frameworks that everybody's life is built on. And so how do you tend to that framework? Whether you reach out to a friend, whether you're craving alliances or wanting to be with your people, because, you know, it's a very human trait to want to make those connections with people who share similar interests, for example. But this also is the part of your astrology that really points you towards the future, and to allow yourself, especially now that we're past the Aquarius new moon, to really allow yourself to cultivate a vision for the coming year, and I would even say beyond that. But at the same time, as much as you are looking towards the future, this is a coda on Saturn's time in Aquarius. And so Saturn's going to start to ask you, if it's not already, what have you learned since 2020? What have you learned about friends and community, social issues, social causes, feeling like you belong or even like you don't belong? And so this is, in a way, the report card on Saturn's time in Aquarius, and really reflect, of course, on how you've seen a lot of changes in your relationship with money and income, material stability, material security. I think also, especially, you know, as Saturn and Aquarius season checks us back in on what's called Saturn square Uranus, and Uranus is now direct, see how there's been a value shift. And maybe the things that you thought were important in 2020 are not so important right now. Goodness gracious. Taurus. There we go. Taurus. So, Taurus, my fixed sign. A lot of stuff going on right now. You've got a, or had a rather, new moon in your career sign. And this is opening you up to the energies of renewal in your professional life. And this takes you into February. This is both a time of new beginnings, but ironically, it's also the time of sort of wrapping up a chapter, because Saturn went into this part of your astrology, your what's called your 10th sign, back in 2020. So you've had this sort of question that Saturn's been asking you since about March 2020, December 2020. Taurus, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I don't care if you are 70 years old or if you are 25 years old. Saturn is setting a higher bar for you. It is about stepping into a bigger role in the world, taking on increased duties and responsibilities, but of course, answering that question about what do you want to be? What is that role? What is that title after your name? And maybe your relationship with your professional life in 2020 is very different than it is now. In general, this has been a time to construct your professional life, to, you know, really build your career. But you've had this very interesting energy pushing and pulling at Saturn since 2020. It's called Saturn square Uranus. Since 2018, going back a little bit further, Uranus has been in Taurus. You've heard me talk about this. It's a 7-year chapter. Yes, Taurus, 7 years of reinventing yourself. As you reinvent yourself, your professional goals and ambitions, and maybe even like your actual career may change. It may change a lot. For some Tauruses, this has been an unstable time. It's really pushed them out of their comfort zone, because it's a sign that by its nature wants to create stability and keep things the same. There is nothing wrong with that, but I think you and I can both agree that since 2020, nothing is the same. And that energy of instability, what's the silver lining? Well, maybe, hopefully, it's pushed you out of your comfort zone and into what you really want to do, or to step up into a different role, or even stand up for yourself, or to get out of your own way. That said, we do, you know, your planet Venus is going into Pisces this week on the 26th, and Venus brings you out of your career sign and into what's called your 11th sign. So you've got this interesting, like, Venus is ahead of the Sun right now, and it's ahead of Saturn at the moment. And on one hand, you're wrapping up this big chapter in your professional life and seeing what you are building, but then Venus is pointing you ahead. It's saying, okay, well, what's the next leg of the journey? What are our goals and hopes and dreams for the future? But Venus is also in a place where it's typically very, more aware of the larger social framework. It wants to get involved in the community. It wants to volunteer. And Venus can be a big, big-hearted in Pisces. And I will say, Taurus, sort of pay attention to Venus's time in Pisces. It takes you into, I think it's like February 20th, give or take, because Saturn's going to go there on March 7th. And so it's a big change of time in your life, especially because it pulls off that really stressful energy that's been with you over the past few years, and it's opening you up to a new chapter. We'll talk about that later. Gemini. So as we talked about last week, Aquarius season for you is what's called your 9th sign. And Aquarius season is both the time in your personal calendar to look towards the world, to open up your eyes, to, you know, I say to people, like, we need the 9th sign. Like, without the 9th sign in our personal astrology, we would not grow. We would stay in the same place. We'd stay in the same town. We wouldn't have any curiosity about the world. So this is really trying to get you out there, whether you do travel or travel abroad or internationally over the next few weeks after this new moon, or whether you're just like looking towards the world in general, figuring out what you believe and what you stand for. But as the sun comes to Aquarius and we have this Aquarius new moon, it is both a new beginning, but it's also a coda, because Saturn is coming to the end of its time in this part of your chart, which has really asked you big questions around faith and truth since 2020. And I think that this has been a deeply, or probably for you, Gemini, has been a deeply philosophical time. You've had to both define what you believe in, and you know, the ninth sign does, and just use this as an example, does point us towards religion, but religion is just a framework. So whether it's religion, a philosophy, or even a personal philosophy, the idea is that now that Saturn is leaving as part of your chart, the framework is there. If it's not, what is happening over the next 4 weeks, and maybe you don't believe in anything, maybe that's the sum total of Saturn's time in your ninth. But that said, we all have to believe in something, and maybe it's enough to get us to wake up in the morning. But it has been a deeply existential time for you, Gemini, especially with Uranus and what's called your 12th. Your planet, Mercury, it's still in Capricorn. I'm really feeling a little bit of the Capricorn energy right now for you, Gemini, which means, you know, make sure you eat your vegetables, make sure you show up, you know, to work on time, make sure you get everything organized and structured and to take things seriously. Capricorn is also what's called your eighth sign. So it's got a bit of a psychological feel to this time for you. And as Mercury meets up with Chiron this week, it's going to make what's called its last square. You may be feeling some deep emotions bubbling up for you, and maybe a reminder of the things that either you need to still heal, work on, let go. And this is all going to eventually prepare you for Mercury, your planet, to finally go into Aquarius. I think it's like February 12th. We'll talk about that in February, and that's the real coda on this time of like, what do I believe in? What do I stand for? What are my commitments in the world? But also, how am I taking my education seriously? And maybe you've needed to go back to school during this time, but like I said, we all have to sort of, our life has to sit in a framework of belief, and that, whether that's a religion, a philosophy, a sense of like moral compass, moral duty. I know these are big words, but this is the time that you're in, Gemini. Cancer, I know, crossing out the days until Saturn leaves your eighth. So you've heard me talk about it week in and week out. You've been in what I like to call the eighth room since 2020. Astrology is time, but it's also space. Time and space. And this has been your time in the space of the eighth. And the eighth is a time in your life that's meant to get you to work on yourself. It's meant to challenge you. It's meant to reveal things to you. And it's been a bit of a heavy emotional time over the past few years. This is why we are counting down the days until Saturn leaves the space on March 7th. That said, when the Sun went into Aquarius, and when we had the Aquarius new moon on the 21st of January, it is both this time of renewal and renewing your time in the eighth, but it's also bringing to an end your time in the eighth. And I think it's something important, and we'll probably keep checking back in on this over the next few weeks. What have you learned during this time? It could be a sense of emotional resiliency. It could be a sense that we all do, of course, but you really need to reach out for help and to have aid and have people to help guide you through this process. Maybe you started therapy. Maybe you did other things over the past few years, or maybe you learned about life and death and loss. That's something that can sometimes come hand in hand with our time in the eighth. In advance, you know, maybe you'll see this more in Pisces season, you're going to step into a new time about, you know, what do you believe in? What do you believe in after everything that you've been through the past few years? Is it that you can survive? Is it that there are people that you can truly trust? Or maybe it's something a little bit deeper and a little bit more poignant. Only you know. But this is a season that is pushing and pulling on these sort of larger frameworks of your life, emotional frameworks, social frameworks, but also, you know, who are your friends and how does this all connect and how do you feel supported during this time? Leo. Leo, so Aquarius season for you, Aquarius is what's called your seventh sign of relationship. So this is the time of year where it's about other people. It's not about you. It's about building connection, one-on-one connection, learning to socialize and interact. And while the new moon that we just had on the 21st brings you into these energies of renewal in your relationships, and I mean all relationships, it also in a way is bringing to an end Saturn's time in this part of your chart. This has been nearly 3 years of Saturn inspecting relationships or inspecting how you connect and interact and socialize with people. Sometimes we can get really stuck in ourselves, and Saturn's time the seventh reminds us that we cannot do life alone. It is actually goes against how we evolved as species. We need other people. We're social creatures. And how Saturn actually loves relationships. Every Leo has lived this time differently. I might have a Leo that was in a 20-year marriage and Saturn was like, this is not working. We don't have the resources and the time to actually make this work. It needs to end. Or you have a Leo that started a major relationship, or a Leo that either moved in with a partner or got married, or you have a Leo that really realized that they need to work on connection, to build stronger connection, to bring people into our life. And I'm sort of giving you the gamut, even though you know, it's going to be different for every Leo, because Saturn, as it comes to the end of this time, and your chart shows you the result, and it'll be very interesting to see what is the result of Saturn's time, especially as we get into the Leo full moon. I think that's like the 5th or 6th of February, I can't remember. And as we get to the end of Saturn's time in Aquarius, this will be at the very beginning of March. Like, what have you built? You know, what sort of stronger connections? Who has a major stay in your life right now, or who has left, for example? We'll see. That said, Uranus has just turned direct in what's called your career sign. So this is shaking up your professional life and maybe giving you a way of looking at your professional life differently. And that's the thing about Leo. And I've had Leos that have made 180s in their careers. I've had Leos that have a breakthrough in their professional life. But all I know is that in 2020, beginning of 2023, Uranus is at the very middle of its time in your professional life. And if we were to fast forward to 2025, 2026, which is when Uranus leaves Taurus, your career sign, something about your professional life is gonna look very different if it doesn't already. So there's something going on this week, Leo, with your professional life, really open to getting out of your own way, allowing new ideas and new visions come in. That's where I had that idea about astrology and food. What's going to really launch you into the world. And maybe you do need to make a 180, for example. But that said, this is bringing you to what's called the midpoint of the eclipses this week. Keep in mind that you had a solar eclipse in what's called your fourth sign of home and family. This was back on October 25th. And then you had a lunar eclipse in your career sign on November 8th. And sometimes it takes 3 months for us to see the seed, or at least what that seed brought into your life. So this could be a very interesting week, Leo. Virgo, so as we've been talking, your planet has been spending an extra long time in Capricorn. Capricorn is what's called your fifth sign. And so this has been a long time for you to really get into the minutiae of who are you? Who are we really? And to really take seriously yourself, not in a, let's say, an egotistical way, but to get back to who you are and to share and express who you are, to prioritize your talents, your gifts and abilities, and even to be serious about your creativity, for example. This is going to mean different things for different Virgos, of course. Now, Mercury is direct. It's direct as of the 18th of January, so I believe that was last week or so. And, you know, now you're getting a little bit forward movement, but this is, you know, Mercury is going to make something called its last square to Chiron this week. And I think something for you to reflect on is even going back into December. You know, these, let's say, these deeper questions around identity and self and also self-sabotage. And I think that's a little bit of the pain point that's coming up for you, Virgo. The times in which you get in your own way, you sabotage yourself, you go against yourself, you don't listen to yourself. And maybe this sounds a little like, but that's Chiron's work, is to show us the deeper material and the things that we are healing both personally and collectively. Every time you have the courage to be yourself, Virgo, you inspire other people. That's at least the idea. But I know a lot of Virgos. My mother was a Virgo, and Virgo likes to take care of everybody. It likes to take care of everything, and it can sometimes put itself last. So how do you start to put things back into balance? That's all. And maybe this is also a time, Virgo, for you to get back to the things that give you passion, to give you joy, that, you know, are serious, and you want them to be part of the bedrock of your life, for example. That said, Aquarius season for you is about taking your physical health, your physical life seriously. That could mean making sure your life runs on a system. You decide to clean up, clean out, redo everything. That's the thing about systems, is sometimes they have to be improved. They don't work anymore. But I will say that even though Aquarius is bringing this energy of renewal to your day-to-day life, it's also bringing to a close Saturn's time in what's called your six. Again, this is going to be different for every Virgo, but I've seen some Virgos where this has been a time to really focus on their physical life and even their health since 2020. And to put their physical life and even their physical health back in balance. And I remember a conversation I had with a client last week. It's like she had a lot of health challenges. She was a Virgo rising, had a lot of health challenges in the past couple of years. And how was that perhaps, I'm not sure, I'm not a doctor, but let's go with this for a second. How was that a reflection of something being out of balance? We can't sacrifice ourselves. Even though we want to do everything for everybody, we want to serve and help. Like, it can't, you know, take away from us. It can't be a net negative. And I don't mean this in a transactional way, but in a way that just slowly erodes and destroys our physical health, or even our well-being, for example. So Saturn is sort of giving you a report card. It's giving you that last shot to put your day-to-day life back into balance, to learn to say no, to have good, healthy boundaries, and to have a healthy relationship with your physical body and even your physical life. Libra, so Aquarius season for you is the time for you to get back to the things that give you life, that give you passion, that are creative, that are expressive. And as the Aquarius new moon that we just had is giving you a sense of renewal, it's also bringing to a close Saturn's time in what's called your fifth sign. So this means different things to different Libras or Libra risings, but this has been for some Libras a time to get very serious about your creative talents, gifts, and abilities. And maybe you have produced something during this time. It could be a work, it could be a book, it could be a manuscript, it could be a one-person act, if you're into theater, for example. Or maybe that creativity is biological. Maybe you've had children, or you really wanted to bring that energy of children into your life. You know, different things for different people, of course. So with now Saturn coming to this end of this time in your personal astrology, how have you taken yourself and taking your talent seriously over the past few years? And sometimes we, you know, betray ourselves. Sometimes we lose ourselves. Sometimes we self-sabotage. Sounds a little similar to what I was saying to Virgo, for example. But this is a time for you to have a stronger sense of self, identity, self-expression, creativity, and to remember that we have to feed passion and joy and fun in our life. It sounds like a luxury, but it's an absolute necessity, because that's going to bring you into what's called Saturn going into your six. This is going to start in March, where it is about your health, your wellness, your day-to-day life, your work, your projects. And if you don't have any passion or that spark of life feeding that, that's when you start to get into sometimes the challenges of the six. But we'll talk about that later. We also have Venus, which is your planet going into Pisces. And this is going to give you a little bit of a, let's say, an appetizer, so to speak, of Saturn's time in Pisces starting on March 7th. So Pisces for you is your sign of health and wellness. And Pisces as a health sign is kind of interesting because Pisces is so ethereal. It's about our non-physical lives. And so you have this energy of the non-physical overlapping with the physical. And maybe you just need to make sure that the day-to-day life has a lot of spiritual intention and ritual, and that there's a sense of flow. There's no stress, for example. Maybe you need to look at how, the foods you're consuming, are they, supporting your physical well-being? Are they taking away from your physical well-being? Because Pisces can be a bit sensitive, especially when it comes to food. You can't eat things that are like really dense and negative and harsh for your system, for example. Scorpio. So here we are, you're a fixed sign Aquarius sun is, and that Aquarius new moon is putting the energy of new beginnings and renewal on the very foundation of your astrology chart. The foundation, this is the same for everybody, but of course for you in particular, it talks about our base. It talks about the support for our life, and that also means home and family. Of course, home and family mean different things to different people, but we need family. Even if it's not our biological family, we need that sense of connection, like the people that I belong to, who's going to be your emergency contact, for example. And this has been a time, especially with Saturn going through this part of your chart since 2020, where you've had to answer some very simple questions. Where is home and who is home? And there is the physicality of home, but there is also the emotionality of home and how home also connects us to something that's not in the present moment. We might be reaching and longing for something that is nostalgic, for example, or maybe we've needed to take care of parents over the past couple of years, or maybe we've made a big move in order to put roots down in a new place. Where is home? Who is home? At the end of the day, home is inside of us. As cheesy as it sounds, Scorpio, it's absolutely true. This has been I've said this, in the past couple of weeks, but I think of this Scorpio and Aquarius, this has been like the two roughest times for the signs, for example, because it's really pushed at emotional and relational stuff as opposed to the stuff that talks about us taking action in our lives. When it's something that's feeling based, it hits on deeper points, for example. That said, with Saturn coming to the end of this part of your chart at the beginning of March, you're going to start to see the result of this time. Where is home? Who is home? Whether you have built a family, you built a household, somebody moved in, somebody moved out. Maybe you have a stronger sense of anchorage in your life or a renewed relationship with the idea of family or even your own biological family. That said, Saturn's going to show you, and maybe this is the physicality of this time, or like I said, home at the end of the day is inside of you. But this is a time, Scorpio, for you to get into these deeper points and to revisit the larger lessons that you've been learning since 2020 and, getting back to these themes about home and family, the past, memory, roots, even ancestors, for example. But that said, Uranus just turned direct in your seventh sign of relationships. You are midway through a seven-year story about reinventing how you connect with people. This includes reinventing romantic relationships, reinventing all relationships, because something has to shift. And I think that's why it's been one of the hardest signs to go through this time of Scorpio, is because it's teaching Scorpio that's not in control. And that's it's so against Scorpio's natural instinct, because it's a sign that wants to remain in control. It's a fixed sign. And that's how it stays safe. It tries to outmaneuver life, tries to outmaneuver death. But that's been the hard thing since 2020, is that it can't do that anymore. And maybe the silver lining in all this is that it allows something new, or maybe even someone new, to come in. Sagittarius. Sagittarius. So what do we got going on? Sag, Aquarius season is what's called your third sign. And this is both the time of renewal and sort of taking classes and learning and focusing on education and curiosity, but also focusing on voice, communication, how you speak, listen, and learn. And as the new moon brings a sense of renewal to this space, it is the coda on Saturn's time in what's called your third. And since 2020, you've had to take your voice seriously. You've had to work on how you speak, how you communicate, how you listen, how you learn. Maybe you needed to be the teacher. Maybe education has taken a stronger role in your life. Maybe you sometimes doubt, you know, Saturn sometimes can make us, you know, feel lack of confidence, but maybe you've had to overcome a sense of doubt about the effectiveness of your ability to communicate and share your voice, for example. This has also been a time to look at the energy of choice, to take your choices seriously, and to really weigh your options seriously, for example. We're going to start to see Saturn come to the end of its time in this part of your chart, and this takes us into the very beginning of March. So really sit with this as we go through January and into February. What does this time build for you? Is it a public speaking job? Is it a manuscript? Is it you now have sort of the recognition as a teacher and authority, for example? Or you're making serious choices over the next 5-6 weeks, for example. I will say that Uranus is now direct in your sign of health and wellness in your day-to-day life. So this is about continuing to shift your relationship with your physical being, your physical body, in whatever way it works for you. So those are sort of the bigger points. So you're not getting a lot of this energy the way that other signs are. But I will say that as the planets start to go into Pisces, especially Venus starting the 26th, that is our sort of our teaser for Pisces's time in Saturn's time in Pisces starting on March 7th, which is going to open up a new chapter about home and family. And this is going to take you into 2025, 2026. We will talk about that later. Capricorn, not your birthday season anymore, so sorry, but this is the season for you to really come, you know, renew, because you're coming to the end of what's called Saturn's time in your second. Jeez, I couldn't think about that for a second. So Saturn, you've heard me say this week in and week out, Saturn's been in your second sign of money and income. So this is both this time to renew your relationship with your material life, to think about value and worth and spending and investments, but to get into these deeper and emotional, even philosophical points around value and worth. And as Saturn comes to the end of this time, you know, you're going to start to see the results. So whether it's a shift in your values, a shift in what you thought you needed in 2020 versus what you need now, maybe you've built your material life the past couple of years, maybe it's been built in a very different way than it was in 2020. You've made purchases, you've made investments, but even into those deeper questions around self-worth and value and your value in relationship to larger things in your life. Saturn coming out of this part of your chart on March 7th, it pulls off a lot of stress in your chart, because Saturn has been in this really, it's sometimes tight square with Uranus in 2021 and even in 2022. So the version of who you were in 2020 is not the version of who you are now, and especially as you go into March. That said, it continues to be this Aquarius season about money and income, material stability and security, making sure you have a roof over your head, money in the bank, food in the kitchen, as I like to say. It's very nuts and bolts time for you, Capricorn. You just had Uranus turn direct in what's called your fifth sign. So this is, you know, also bringing up these larger themes about self, expression of self, and getting into these bigger questions about who are you really, for example. Aquarius. Happy birthday season, Aquarius. And I was just saying this to Scorpio, but I think you and Scorpio, you're the two signs of the zodiac where it's just been some really intense astrology the past couple of years, because it's hitting you in places that also hit on emotional points. So on one hand, you've had Saturn in your sign since 2020. So this has been a time, even though you're like, oh, Saturn's my planet. But this has been a time where you've had to stand on your own two feet. You've had to rely on yourself more. This has been, since 2020, a huge shift in your life, the start of a major new chapter and a major 30-year chapter. Saturn is starting to come to the end of its time in Aquarius. It's going to leave on March 7th. Maybe you're like, hallelujah. But this is, you know, Saturn's going to start to give you a sense of what have you built, what have you learned, and where you've had to be the authority, you be the leader, again, really be self-reliant over the past few years, for example. It's been a hard go because you've also had Uranus making something called a square to your planet Saturn. And a lot of the disruptive changes have been happening in your home environment, whether it's the physicality of home and family, shifts in family, shifts in your home environment, making a big move, or the emotionality of home. And maybe that sense of home that it was in 2020 is not what it is right now. And it's sort of leaving a lot of big question marks. But some of that pressure and that stress starts to come off in March. I realize we're not there yet, but this is a birthday season that's both a new beginning, but also a coda. It's sort of cementing a lot of the big changes that have been in play since 2020. For example, when Saturn changes signs on March 7th, it's going to go into your money sign. And so it's going to enter this new chapter about shifting your relationship with your material life, getting a deeper and let's say more mature relationship with money and income, how you build it, how you spend it, and even how you invest it. But I am getting ahead of myself. Last but not least, Pisces. So just a reminder, and you've heard me talk about this before, but Saturn is coming to the end of your 12th. And the 12th represents the end of the journey through all the 12 signs in our personal calendar, our personal astrology. And this has been since 2020. And so now that the sun is there, we have the Aquarius new moon on the 21st of January. It renews this call to end, to release, to let go. I realize that you're like, oh, I don't want to release or end, but this is the end of the road for you, Pisces. When Saturn goes into Pisces, yes, you're a Pisces, on March 7th, it is the start of a major new chapter in your life. One that may seem very different than the chapter that you've been closing out, the 30-year chapter that you've been closing out over the past few years. This has been such a liminal time for Pisces. It's, on one hand, it's the clearing out of 2-3 decades worth of life. I had enough Pisces that said to me, I'm literally cleaning out the house that I moved in 30 years ago. Or doing that on a psychic level. You want to be very conscientious, Pisces, about the baggage, the physicality, or the metaphoric baggage, the emotional baggage that you're bringing with you into March. So use this season to let go, to clean out, to really get that sense of Saturn commitment, like, yes, like we're ending this. And, you know, for whom this is relevant, you know, the 12th is also a place where we detach from the things that we are attached to. This includes addictions. And so you can use this period to stop an unhealthy habit, or even make an end to something that's been a larger part of your life and maybe not the most supportive part of your life, for example. You do have your planet Jupiter. It's in Aries, so you're in the energies of now forward movement, because Mars is direct as of January 12th. And maybe, you know, especially as you start to get more into Pisces season, you're going to feel like you have one foot in a new life, one foot in an old life, but we're not there yet. So that's like the bigger picture for you all. So there you go. That is your look at the astrology of January 23rd through 29th, 2023. I'm going to keep thinking about this food and astrology idea, because I was like, I watch a lot of like cooking, or like kind of feels a little bit about the hospitality industry. It's not, I don't necessarily want to go into the hospitality industry, but I love the idea of creating experience. So I'm just going to keep, that's my vision. That's my Aquarius season vision. So what is your vision this Aquarius season, and how is that vision going to open up a new future for you, for example? Because that's the role of Aquarius, to help us to see the future so that we can later bring that future into reality. So there you go. That's your look at the astrology. Again, my name is Katie Sweetman. You can follow me online at empoweringastrology.com. I'm also on Facebook, of course, Instagram, Spotify, YouTube, for example. Sign up for my newsletter. I do a newsletter first thing every Monday, so you can get like your first look at the astrology. Also, I will give you more details this week about my Saturn and Pisces webinar, so you can get that big deep dive where I talk for 2 or 3 hours about what does this mean for you, what does this mean on a larger level, and how Saturn was last in Pisces in 1994 through 1996. Very different time of my life. I was in high school. So anyway, there you go. Have a wonderful week, and I will see you all next week. Take care. Bye-bye.